All right, so we're taking a look at what's happening here. Hezekiah was concerned. He sent some of his representatives to the Isaiah, to the prophet Isaiah. He wanted Isaiah to hear from God. And of course, he was going to want to know what Isaiah had heard from God. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 14. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Now remember, verse 9, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 9, we're told that Sennacherib received a report. He sent messengers to Hezekiah with this word. And apparently, the word this time was in writing, because it says that Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord. He had gone there earlier. He went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the letter. I'm sorry, before the Lord. This letter that his enemies, threatening him and his people, had written. Went into the temple, the house of God. Spread out the letter before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. O Lord, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to the words Sennacherib has sent to insult the living God. It is true, O Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste these nations and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them, for they were not gods, but only wood and stone fashioned by men's hands. Now, O Lord, our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. So, the king of Judah, King Hezekiah, sent some of his servants to hear from the prophet Isaiah, who was a faithful servant of God. But Hezekiah didn't settle for just having sent to hear from the servant. He had to pray to God himself. He had to pray again. Remember, he followed God. He trusted God. So he sent to the prophet, but he also prayed himself. Verse 20, then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent a message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word that the Lord has spoken against him. The virgin daughter of Zion despises you and mocks you. The daughter of Jerusalem tosses her head as you flee. Who is it you have insulted and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes in pride? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers, you have heaped insults on the Lord, and you have said, with my many chariots, I have ascended the heights of the mountains, the utmost heights of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars, the choicest of its pines. I have reached its remotest parts, the finest of its forests. I have dug wells in foreign lands and drunk the water there. With the soles of my feet, I have dried up all the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago I ordained it. In days of old I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass that you have turned fortified cities into piles of stone. Their people, drained of power, are dismayed and put to shame. They are like plants in the field, like tender green shoots, like grass sprouting on the roof, scorched before it grows up. God is not denying that the king of Sennacherib and the other kings of Assyria accomplished all that he claimed they had accomplished. Remember, Hezekiah acknowledged that they had done the things they said they had done. Now God is acknowledging, yes, you did do those things, but you did it because I ordained that you would do it. Long before any of you kings came on the scene, I determined that I would raise you up and give you power to do all that you boasted about. Now listen to verse 27. I love this. God speaking even to the enemies of his people today. Listen to this. But I know where you stay and when you come and go and how you rage against me. Because you rage against me and your insolence has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you return by the way you came. This will be the sign for you, O Hezekiah. This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night, the angel of the Lord went out. Now, let me remind you of what we've discussed before about this. I've shown it to you a number of times in Scripture, so I won't take the time to do it now. I just want to remind you. The angel of the Lord, when you read that article, the, not a, not an, but the angel of the Lord, you're reading a reference to Jesus Christ before he came in the flesh, born as the son of Mary. Before then, he has existed eternally. Not as Jesus born in a manger. He was existing before then. He came out from the Father. And he was there creating the world. Remember, John chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1. It was by Jesus that God created everything that is created. So this is the angel of the Lord, God the Son. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen. God is no joke. Neither God the Father, nor God the Son, nor God the Holy Spirit. They love, but they are warriors too. The Lord God Almighty is often called warrior. In fact, Lord God Almighty is a war term. Another scripture, in fact, it might be in Isaiah, says he killed 186,000. Either way, more than 180,000 soldiers of the Assyrian camp killed in that one night by the angel of the Lord. Let's find out what else happened when we come. No, we better stay with it. Stay with it. No, we'll find out what else happened when we get back in just a few.